Dear daily communicants, it's great to be with you. I've missed you so much. I think the last time I had the 8 o'clock Mass here at the Cathedral, it was February 3rd or 4th. And so it's good to be back with you. I've been to a lot of churches since then. And the biggest crowd would be a third or half as many as we have here at the 8. And we also have the 6:45. And so it's beautiful to be a part of this wonderful parish and have Mass with you before Lent is over. This gospel today. Darkness, suffering is coming to the friends of Jesus, and they didn't do anything wrong. Judas did, but Peter didn't. James and John didn't. But because they're friends of Jesus, suffering is entering their life. Suffering is entering their life simply because they're friends of Jesus. And they didn't do anything wrong. It happens to all of us. Suffering comes into our lives. Darkness comes into our lives. And we need to make sure we don't live out of some silly idea in our head that if I do everything perfect, that won't happen to me. What's important is for us to understand that when it comes, our response, what we're supposed to do is stay with Jesus. We are never to suffer alone. Judas suffers alone. And when Peter is converted, he's going to suffer with Jesus the rest of his life and not leave him anymore. When we suffer with and not alone, we are made holy. We are purified. We become good. So what does suffering with look like? I found this a bit surprising in the midst of this, these intense readings. Did you listen to the responsorial psalm? In the midst of all this darkness and heaviness and drama, the responsorial psalm is, I will sing of your salvation. Isn't that beautiful? We stay with Jesus, dear people, in our suffering by praising him. You heard me right. When you're suffering, praise him. Sing of his salvation. But if I suffer alone and turn in on myself and am filled with self-pity, I won't sing of his salvation. I won't praise him. I won't thank him. We stay with him by praising and thanking him and glorifying him in the midst of it. And in that, Easter comes. We are saved by praising God. We are saved by praising God. Just for the heck of it, again, we're saved by praising God. May we do that today.